Learning Shavuot Ravadi Yosef, we're in Yechavadat, Chela Gimel, Siman, Mem Hei. And he's dealing with here, what's the story with lighting candles for Yom Tov, for Yom Kippurim? So now, I slipped, because for us, what do you mean? Yom Kippurim is Yom Tov. We always light candles. What's the big deal? So if you think about it, why do we light candles? The Gemara seems to think that we light candles for Shalom Bayit, right? For Shalom Bayit, right? Why do you need candles lit so that your wife doesn't spill the soup in your lap? So, that meaning... Well, the Gemara seems to indicate Shalom Bayit and Kavod that you want to see. So they point out that... So the Gemara doesn't talk about Yom Tov. The Gemara talks about Shabbat, Shalom Bayit. So they say, well, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, first of all, you're not eating. You're not allowed to be with your wife. What are you doing at home? You're in Beit Knesset all day. There are all these questions about sleeping in the Beit Knesset. Apparently that used to be the Minhag. They used to sleep in Shul. So... it doesn't seem like you need a light candle. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, yeah, makom shenahagu lehadlik, they should light. Makom shelo nahagu. Different minagim, do you light candles erev Yom Kippurim, or do not light candles Yom Kippurim? The Gemara in Pesachim seems to indicate different minagim. Now the Yerushalmi says that the better minhag is to light. Doesn't say why. So the Mordechai writes, but don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha, because in the end of the day, it's still a minhag, meaning the Gemara in Pesachim told us. Some people have a minhag to light. Some people have a minhag not to light. So even if your minhag is to light, you shouldn't make a bracha. Why? The Gemara in Sukkah is pretty clear that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. There are different levels of requirements. Something min haTorah, something min Rabbanan, and something mishum minhag. And we do not make a bracha on a minhag. The question the Gemara there is asking is about Chavatat Arava. On Oshan Arava, when we hit the Aravot on the floor, right, what do we say? Chavit v'chavit v'la barich. Meaning, hit it, but don't make a bracha. V'la barich. Why not make a bracha? Because minhag. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. You only make a bracha on a din d'rabanan. You have to be careful what's what. So the Mordechai says, okay, even if you light candles there, if you're Yom Kippurim, that's your minhag. Don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on a minhag. Interestingly, Tosfot in somewhere else says we do make a bracha on a minhag. Some minhagim yes, some minhagim lo. Tosfot gets into a hole. Well, Sfirat HaOmer is Zecher LaMikdash. It might be a Din D'Rabbanan. We assume it's a Din D'Rabbanan Zecher LaMikdash, not a Minhag. Tosfot's problem is Yom Tov Sheni. On Sukkot, right, so not Yom Kippur and not Rosh Hashanah maybe, but on Sukkot, we're going to make 2 days Sukkot, right? I mean, it feels like it's next week. It's next Friday night already, I think it's Sukkot. Okay? So Friday night Shabbat, and then Shabbat, and then Mosei Shabbat and Sunday. So the Gemara says, why do we do 2 days? Well, we don't know with the moon, and we don't know when. So the Gemara says, but we know. The Gemara already says, we know what the day is. Don't tell me they didn't know with the moon and the witnesses and the whole thing. We know. The Gemara asked the question. So the Gemara in Beitah says, yeah. Minhag avotechem beyadechem. It's a minhag, you have to do it. So those that said, if it's a minhag, and you just told me the Gemara in Sukkah says you don't make a bracha on the minhag, that's why chavit v'labarich. How do you make kiddush on the second night of Sukkot? Aren't you making a bracha on the minhag? Meaning, the only reason we do a second day, the Gemara says, minhag avotechem biyadechem. So if it says minhag, so why can you make a bracha? So Tosfot there has to twist themselves into a pretzel to get out of it. The Rambam also has to twist themselves. Everyone has to twist themselves into a pretzel to explain. Correct. Okay, so people will take it seriously, but that doesn't allow you to make a bracha vatala potentially. We don't make just kiddush, the whole tefillah. Meaning... Yeah, it's a good question. But the Gemara clearly says on a practice, forget the day, on a practice that's just a minhag, we don't make a bracha. The Sefer HaMitzvot writes that you don't make a bracha on candle lighting on Erev Yom Kippurim because you're not using it to eat. The Radvaz says you shouldn't make a bracha because there's a machloket about it. You shouldn't do it. It's a machloket. It's only a minhag. Don't make a bracha. It doesn't make sense. However, the Rosh says you do make a bracha. Why? Shalom Bayit. You can go home. You're right, there's no food. There's no food, but you still got to walk around. You get home. You want to take off your slippers, whatever you're wearing on Yom Kippur. You still need to walk around the house. You still need to take care of things. You want to make sure there's light. Meaning, remember, they didn't have electricity. They lit candles so they would see something. So you still need to see stuff. You come home, or someone's at home, your wife's at home, someone's home. Still, Shalom Bayit, to have a normal household. So, the Rosh says, That's the minhag. He says, and we did the same thing. The same way we do every Shabbat and every Yom Tov. So also Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is not going to stay out to be different. And the Radvaz explains, he says, yeah, he gives a whole bunch of reasons. Once they made a takana, light candles, you light candles, and they said every Shabbat, every Yom Tov, so Yom HaKippurim is not going to be different. Maybe there's a din of kavod on Yom HaKippurim, and since there's a mitzvah kavod, maybe lighting candles is a type of kavod. It's not like a chavatat arava. This actually, the notion of kavod on Yom HaKippurim may have an asmata, a source in the pasuk, and therefore he says to take it more seriously. Long enough that you can get home, yeah. So we're going to have a problem. So that's a good reason. But you'll need it, because otherwise you shouldn't make a bracha. So we'll see. One moment. So Shulchan Aruch writes, in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim, Yes Misha Omer, Semevarech al Adlakat Ner Yom HaKippurim. There's an opinion that you make a bracha. That's the Rosh. But he doesn't quote anybody else. Says Yesh Misha Omer, Semevarechim. So when he doesn't quote anybody else, he tells you, even he says Yesh Misha Omer, which sounds like, oh, there's that opinion over there who says to make a bracha. He doesn't quote anybody else. The halacha is he make a bracha. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch himself in Hilchot Hadlakat Nerot of Shabbat, so that was in Siman Tefresh Yud, but in Siman Reish Tamech Gimel, which is where he talks about Shabbat, so there he says, Ube'erev Yom HaKippurim K'shelo Chal B'Shabbat, when it's not Shabbat, like this year, Sunday night, Yesh Mishte Omer K'shelo Yavarech. There's an opinion that says not to. Vayen L'Kaman Siman Tefresh Yud, and go look later Hilchot Yom HaKippurim. So in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim, he told you, Yesh Mishte Omer, that you make a bracha. And Hilchot Shabbat, he told you, Yesh Mishte Omer, so you don't make a bracha. So what do you do?
So what is it?
It might be Rachel Batala. So in one place he says you do, in one place he says you don't. So Roni asks, so Safek Brachot Lahakel, no? So we should say it's a machloket. Whenever we have a machloket, do you say a bracha, do you not say a bracha? You don't say a bracha. We talked about this morning with the Nefilat Yadayim, right? We're going to wash our hands in some case, but we don't know. So you don't make a bracha. So don't make a bracha. So it should be Safek Brachot Lahakel. So he says, no, because the Rosh says you make a bracha. The Rosh made a din, you make a bracha. And he goes on to a whole thing that we follow the Rosh, and we follow the Rosh. You quote the Tshuvat Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, the author of the Siddur Mekubetzet. Sh'Rabbeinu HaRosh Rabam Shel Galut Achel HaZesher K'na'anim Ad Tzarfat V'Tzarad V'Rov Bnei HaGula K'Avalnu Aleim L'Rav. The Rosh said, and therefore we accept the Rosh. Which is interesting, because we don't always accept the Rosh. But okay, here he thinks the Shulchan Aruch accepted the Rosh, and therefore we're going to make a bracha. But Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim said we do, and therefore we do. And he says, even though people argue, we do. He even goes so far elsewhere to say that if your minhag is not to, and you move to Eretz Yisrael, you need to change your minhag. To follow the Shulchan Aruch in minhag Eretz Yisrael is to certainly make a bracha on Hadlakat Yom HaKippurim. So when do you make the bracha? So he says, that's no different than any other Shabbat. When do you make the bracha on candle lighting? So he doesn't get into it here. He only has one paragraph. The halacha should be kol mitzvot mevarech aleihem over la'asiyatam before you perform the mitzvah. You always make the bracha before you perform the mitzvah. Bracha before tkiyat shofar. We smoke kol shofar before you blow it. Ladlik ner chanukah before you light it. Al achilat matzah before you eat it. So to be ladlik ner shabbat or ladlik ner yom kippurim before you light it. This is indeed a machloket Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. The Shulchan Aruch says you make the bracha before, and the Ramah there says Ashkenazim say no. You have to make the bracha after. There's a whole reason why. We're not going to get into it now. Rabbi Yosef says there's no difference Yom HaKippurim Shabbat. You're certainly going to make the bracha before you light the candles. Always before you light the candles. It sounds like, to answer Dr. Levinson's point, you have to benefit from the candles. If you don't benefit from the candles, so you're lighting with a bracha for no reason. So they have to be lit long enough that at least somebody at home will get benefit from them. So if everyone's coming to Beit Knesset, you have to light them, or you have to make sure they're long enough that when someone at least can benefit from them.